After a year and a half away, Broadway is officially back. That's legendary performer Andre DeShields hyping up the crowd a few days ago after the opening of the Tony Award-winning musical Hadestown, where DeShields plays Hermes. The show opened to a sold-out crowd, but the Delta variant and the increase in cases of COVID-19 has put somewhat of a damper on what was going to be a major celebration of Broadway. But not for Andre DeShields, and he joins us now from New York. Welcome to Here and Now.
Here and now, there's no better place to be.
Isn't that right? The present moment.
Present
you know,
moment.
Andre, I've heard you say that unlike television and movies, the theater is about living in the moment. You actually say the audience is there looking at you saying, okay, what you got? What did that first show a few days ago feel like?
The audience gave us a 2.5 minute standing ovation. That means we could not start the show until they decided that they had greeted us efficiently, salubrously, before they would allow us to say even one word. And I had to realize I am no longer in charge. The audience will tell us when they are ready to have us to speak, when they are ready to have us to sing, when they are ready to receive the medicine that we always promise that we are going to deliver.
In the moment, what did it feel like to look out into a crowd and see everyone wearing masks? Did that even matter or calculate in the experience?
It did matter, because not only was everyone wearing a mask, each individual audience member had sought a mask that represented the personality of the individual wearing it.
Oh, right. So they were designed and stuff like that.
Right, yeah. Right. This wasn't just a crowd. This was 900 individuals who had all made the same decision that on September 2nd, we wanted to be in the Walter Kerr Theater and we wanted our drug. And don't stop until we say we've had enough.
I want to step back a little bit and ask you about the meaning of Broadway overall for the city of New York. The reopening of Waitress also happened last week, and Senator Chuck Schumer reportedly spoke to the cast before the show and emphasized that the industry is not only beloved, it's essential. Basically, he's saying New York cannot truly come back without Broadway. You're biased, of course, but do you agree? And if so, why?
I definitely agree. And this is why. New York is the cultural trendsetter, not only of the United States of America, but of the world. And in New York, the spine, the cultural spine, is Broadway. Broadway is not without its problems. And we now know that the pandemic, with all its inconvenience, has given us an opportunity to look how we have reflected our culture in the media, the most important of those media being the living theater. And Broadway has not always reflected the populace that it serves. As a matter of fact, one of the minor adjustments that we've made this year that has had major influence is that we no longer refer to Broadway as the Great White Way, and all of those puns intended. We now refer to Broadway as the Great Bright Way.
Do you feel any fears? I mean, we're also stepping into the unknown. I'm thinking about how excited everyone was in May when we learned that Broadway would be opening in September, and we thought we'd be living a very different reality with vaccinations now available. Now we're here, and we're dealing with a stronger variant of the virus. We're unsure about what the future holds. You're looking at audiences that are wearing masks and had to show their vaccination cards before they came in. What concerns you as you move through this season?
This is not a time to be afraid. This is a time to learn that every difficulty, every complication, every problem disguises a blessing. So what we must do is approach the problem. And when we do approach the problem, we discover that really it is porous. And we can find a way to step through those holes and get to the other side of the problem. We are explorers now. We are in a new world, one that we are responsible for creating. So now what we must do, stop being nostalgic for what we call the norm. Stop looking over your shoulder for something that used to be there. The norm is finished with us, and that frightens some people. But it's walking into the unknown that is going to reveal to us exactly how this paradigm is changing. And no one who is awake can deny that the paradigm is indeed changing. And those who are woke are going to assist in the transition that the paradigm is asking us to make. And that's toward a more inclusive society, a more empathic culture, a realization that we are collective.
Andre, one thing that I know you have come to accept is that people will be asking you for your guidance for the rest of your career, especially since your powerful Tony acceptance speech in 2019.
Oh, you're
They'll
making
also,
me...
folks like me, ask you
you're
about
You're making
it.
A black man blush right now, see?
But it was your first time winning the Tony at 73 yes. years old, and you talked about your three cardinal rules for success. Let's listen to a little.
One, surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be.
Andre, those words were really powerful at the time, and they still hold such important meaning for so many people, but they also mean much more now that we are in this moment of the unknown, as you talk so eloquently about. How, if at all, has the last 18 months of this pandemic maybe deepened or evolved your thinking about these words of wisdom?
I thank you for asking that question, because I want everyone to know that the only way that I could have dropped that wisdom bomb is because I take my own advice. So when it came to returning to Broadway, I had to reconsider each of those cardinal rules. And they are holding very well. When that audience stood for those 2.5 minutes, those eyes, all of those eyes above those masks, were lit up because they saw us coming. There was a hunger in those eyes, not avarice, but a hunger for a new kind of nourishment that could heal what we all have recognized as a festering cultural wound. Now, it's a little more problematic with the second cardinal rule, because I've had people attempt to quote it to me, and more often than not, people will say, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to go. And I said, no, 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 no. What I said was, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. Oftentimes, I run into people on the streets of New York, and you ask them, what's up? What's happening? Where are you going? And the answer is, I don't know, but I have to get there in a hurry. We don't have to get anywhere in a hurry. In the race between the hare and the tortoise, we should experiment with being the tortoise. And as those of us from the Black experience know, keep your eye on the prize and hold on.
I always want to sing the song anytime someone says it. The song just comes in my heart. Yes.
Right, right.
Andre, it's been a pleasure to talk to you and a real honor. As you know, you've been given a gift, and I really thank you that you do see it as your duty to speak truth to power, because it really is healing and it offers clarity to those who are still trying to find their way, which is all of us.
All of us. Tanya and Andre.
Yes, that is right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and have a great rest of the season. This has been great.
Blessings.
That was Andre DeShields, Tony Award-winning actor, singer, dancer, and choreographer, talking with us about the official opening of Broadway. Andre is currently starring in the Broadway musical, Hadestown.